Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. The Bible tells us to be not moved away, but be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 and 58 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast." This is a command for you as a disciple of Christ, to be ye steadfast, unmovable. All you're anchored in Christ. Amen. He is your sole identity. Always abounding in what? The work of the Lord. If you're not involved in the work of the Lord, either by giving, by prayer, and labor for Christ in communicating the Word of God to one person or whoever more than that, you have backslidden. You are backslidden, friend, and you're not participating in the Great Commission command that Jesus has sent His body to do. And His body, even though it be a remnant, is doing. They are abounding. They're always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we should desire, such as was the case for the house of Stephanas in 1 Corinthians 16, 15, to become addicted to the ministry and the work of the Lord. You can become addicted to good things. I don't know about you, but with social media and people that are there and all over the local area in which we live to be met and ministered to, I don't know about you, but I don't feel right if I'm not constantly having an outflow of the Word of God from my vessel into the hearts and minds of others. Now, what they do with that is up to them. And we pray that they will repent and truly turn to the Lord with real, genuine faith, which is always going to result in them also, out of the overflow of Christ in their heart, their cup running over, they're going to pour it out on other people. Amen. So we're to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor, that is the labor for Christ, is not in vain in the Lord. In fact, the Bible gives us such a great and encouraging promise for those who labor in Christ in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. What an encouraging word this is. Notice, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." Amen. Out of our love for God comes the labor that is exerted through us in the resurrection or the raising up of Christ in our lives, and it's a labor of love. You like that term? I sure do. Labor of love. Notice, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." God is going to reward even the smallest gesture and blessing and work of each of His children. In fact, He tells us, and it's in the latter verses, maybe verse 41, 42 of the Gospel of Matthew, that even when we give a cup of cold water to one of His people, it's never going to be forgotten. That reward is going to be eternal. Also, we should recognize, friends, that the way we are treating the people of God is exactly the way that we are treating Jesus. According to Jesus in Matthew 20:5, etc., "Inasmuch as ye did it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you did it unto me." Also, "Inasmuch as you did it not," when you had the opportunity to be a blessing to one of the members of the body of Christ, "inasmuch as you did it not unto one of the least of these my brethren, you did it not unto me." Matthew 25, I want you to read that chapter closely and prayerfully in preparation for the judgment that you're going to face before a holy God to give account for every moment, for every ounce of money, for every opportunity that He ever gave you in this life. In fact, if it's under your nose, it's because God has put it there for you to be able to be a blessing, even as He has blessed you. And on top of that, if that wasn't enough of a blessing for us to be used as the ambassadors for Christ, He's going to reward you eternally for that obedience of the faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 5. So Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Amen. May we labor out of the love of God that fills our heart each day, which ye have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. See, those who love God truly are ministering to His saints in one way or the other. And let me tell you, the best thing you can do, the most powerful, and it will result in further serving, but praying for the members of the body of Christ, lifting them before the Lord in the name of Jesus each day, such as we see in the book of Colossians 4, verse 12, where we see a man named Epaphras who prayed for the body of Christ, for the saints of Christ, that they would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Colossians 4:12. Now what a nugget that is. I want you to put in the word Epaphras in the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com. Epap, E-P-A-P. You just put that in and it will come up. We've got a couple of messages that are revolutionary and are going to change your life. Such a nugget on prayer and how to pray for others by simply praying that they would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Again, that's Colossians 4 verse 12. Well, I have personally a group of about 15 to 20 people that get named before God's throne of grace each and every morning with prayers, praying the word specifically over each of them. And I want to encourage you to serve God by starting a list, beloved. You might want to get a bound notebook and start penciling in the people God puts on your heart to pray for each day, and the ministries, especially in the ministers. Amen. Okay, so Hebrews 6:11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. What diligence? Well, he just spoke about it, where we're working, we're laboring in Christ, and we're showing this love by labor for the glory of God every day, and we minister to the saints, and we desire, the apostle says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. What diligence? Well, to labor for the Lord's glory in general, verse 10. All right, so verse 11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. Are you a diligent follower of Jesus? If you're not, let me just say this, you are and have already fallen away. There is no neutral position with the Lord. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and yet the violent are taking it by force. You either take it by force or you're going to be taken down by it. Amen. There is no neutral ground. Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. You labor for the Lord, in other words, to the end of your life on earth, that ye be not slothful. Don't be lazy, but what? Diligent, right? But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And faith, the Bible says, worketh by love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Faith worketh by love. When we're full of the love of God, when we're choosing to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we are going to be full of the labor of the Lord. Faith worketh by love. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God is only going to reward those who diligently seek Him. Those who are not diligently seeking the face of the Lord are falling away. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually, perpetually. It's like a boxer. And the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 9 even uses this very sports analogy. If a boxer is not swinging, he is getting beat up. It's time to get your dukes up, beloved, and to start swinging and to fight the good fight of faith. Also, right after that in 1 Corinthians 9:24, 4, the Apostle Paul uses track and field as a spiritual illustration. He says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." Friend, run that ye may obtain. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Run, sprint to the finish so that you can say with the Apostle Paul, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Amen. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8. And then he said, "Therefore there is laid up a crown for me. Only those who fight the good fight of faith, who finish their course, who keep the faith, have an eternal crown awaiting them at the end of their life." So run that you may obtain. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Okay, so we're talking about being not moved away. Be not moved away, that is, from the hope of the gospel. Notice Colossians 1:23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, are you being grounded and settled by studying to show yourself approved each and every morning when you arise, knowing that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? And if you're not fueling your heart and mind with the word of God, you're not growing in faith. Instead, you are famishing instead of flourishing. You are faltering and famishing instead of flourishing, as you will do when you fill your heart full of the word of God each and every morning. You say with the prophet Jeremiah, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, I devoured them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. I want to encourage you to memorize that Bible verse always from the King James Bible. Concerning those who are not fueling their heart and mind with the word of God each and every day, you're not living in faith. You're not walking in faith. Today is the day to begin to get in the word, to stay in the word, and to spread the word, and to surround yourself with the word of God. Colossians 1:23 again, "If ye continue," if that's condition, "you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." Amen. Okay, so we're not going to be moved away from the hope of the gospel. No, we're going to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, as we just read in 1 Corinthians 15:58. And we know he said right here that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? So being steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord has never been more essential than it is in this last, not late, but last hour, as we look for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray, saints. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to start a fire, kindle a fire, and let it burn, Lord. Let it be ever and all-consuming. Unite our hearts to fear thy name. Lord, in the depth of our very being, we ask you to do a circumcising, a cutting away work deeper than you've ever done, O God. Cut away the things that are carnal, that are evil, that are foolery and foolishness, and do not belong to you, Lord. You said that if we be risen with Christ, we are to seek those things which are above, where you're seated, Lord Jesus, at the right hand of the Father. Father, we here and now set our affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. For we are dead, and our lives are hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we're also going to appear with you in glory, O God. We praise you and thank you for finding us, for saving us by your mercy through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our sins, who was buried for our sins, who was raised again for our justification in your holy sight, and who is coming back soon. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.